chance to go through Luke 10 very quickly, because we don't want this weekend just to be about talk and discussion. We want to pull out some practical keys that we can put into practice in the people groups and places that we're going to. Now, if we had enough time, we've only got a weekend, so we don't have loads of time to go into actually everything that is in your paper. But if we had more time, we would go through the other passages as well in groups. Using Luke 10 as the foundation, we would also ask the questions in these other passages, Matthew 10, Luke 9, etc. Are there instructions that are given in these passages that are not in Luke 10? Or more depth, more detail instructions? So, for example, Matthew 10, I'll pull out some just by talking, then we'll go into the next round of discovery. Matthew 10 actually says in verse 11, whenever you enter a town or village, search for a person of peace. Not just, Luke 10 kind of just says, when you enter a household, if there is a man of peace. So it's kind of like, if you happen to be invited in somewhere, then if there's a person of peace. But Matthew 10 says we're to search. That's a different thing altogether. That's saying that if there's an intentional thing that workers need to do, they need to look for something. They need to look for these people. So if I lost a coin and then we said we're going to search for the coin in this room, it wouldn't just be like, oh, I just happened upon it. There's a different level of intentionality there. So the question is, are we actively searching for people of peace? And how would we do that? Some versions say inquire of the man of peace. So when we enter a new place, inquire, is there people of peace around? Now, let's look at Luke 9 very briefly. There's other things to look at. For example, Matthew 10 brings the healing and preaching before any suggestion of person of peace. So there's a way of publicly doing that. But Luke 9, let's see if there's something here that we can just pull out quickly. Oh, yeah. There's other things, but I just want to pull out a few things. He gave them authority and power. That's one thing. Verse to do the healing and driving out demons. Verse 6, so they began their circuit of the villages. Have you ever seen that? So in other words, it wasn't just one place they were going to. Circuit. They were doing a tour of different villages. Again, this cuts through the idea that everybody is just to do long-term friendship with the same people all the time. Some people are, some people are not. There's this thing of being sent by Jesus, his twos, to actually cover distance, not just one place. Now, some people, I'm only saying this, not to the majority of you necessarily, there's some people in this room that are called to do that. And who are you? Some people are not called just to be in one place. Some people are called to circuit either a city, a county, a region, or a nation. So who is that? Start the work. Okay, next one, Luke 6. Luke 6, 12-19. Oh, that was interesting. Notice in this one that Jesus prayed before he appointed and trained people. So there's an interesting thing there of like, if we're having trouble finding workers, maybe we need to pray that God specifically sends them. And we need to ask God who to invest our time into to train to do this kind of work. Let's move on to the next one. Mark 3. I'm doing this quickly because I only wanted to pull out a few things, but it's important that you go through these in your own time when you can. To see, is the things in these that are not in Luke 10 that gives us a little bit of a different slant on it? Mark 3, 7 to 9. Oh, yeah. So Jesus went to the lake with his disciples and a large crowd gathered round. Notice that the people are from Galilee, which is one region, Judea, which is another region, Jerusalem, which is a city, Idumea, which is another region, east of the River Jordan, another region, Tyre and Sidon, another region. So this work, they were looking at discipling nations, and in particular the nation of Israel. They were sending these people out in twos to different regions, and they were going to different regions together. And then so these people were all kind of gathering from different places, and then they were being trained again. So it's this kind of the scope of the work. So the question would be, what is the scope of my work? Is it that I'm called to just my neighbourhood, which could be? My family, my workplace? Am I called to my city? Am I called to my region? And the further you go, the more it's going to become a travelling thing, where it's not just staying in one place. And that's a good question to ask yourselves. Where are you at? And if you're in a community, like a simple church or a church, what sphere has God given the church as a group of people? What is the level of influence that God wants? Or the responsibility, that's another thing. What are you taking responsibility for? Which people, group, places and spheres? Okay, let's move on. We're going to look now a bit more deeply into the person of peace through discovery. So if you turn to your paper, we're going to skip forward. And we're going to go to the page that says Discover Person of Peace. Which is, if you've got a colour copy, it should be yellow. It comes maybe halfway through your pages. Discover Person of Peace. So in your same teams, we're going to go through this scripture. Charles will give a scripture to each team of four to five people, the same ones that you was in before. And now, the way we're going to do this is, we're not just going to read the story and discuss everything that we can possibly discuss. We're going to use these questions to really highlight the practicalities that we want to explore. So when you're looking at these passages, it's with these questions in mind. Who is the person of peace? What does the person of peace do? Who is the pioneer? By that we mean the workers who are finding the people of peace. What do they do? What's the result? And then we'll report back in about 5 minutes' time. The good thing to do is to learn to skim stories with these questions in mind.
Vad har du